Hey legends, welcome back to the X-Pond series. My name is Simon Bungate, and for those of you who don't know me, I'm a coach, PT, and multiple fitness business owner. This show is all about you becoming an expert in your field and maximizing your full potential to impact the world. Today, what we're going to work through is four things that are going to help you go from 0 to 20. The four are: number one, jump in; number two, questions; three, listen and observe; and number four is learn only what you need to know and master it. So the first key in our 0 to 20 is jump in. And this is one of the keys through every stage and always frightening. They say it's scary until it's done, right? I challenge you to choose something you have been holding back on and really jump in. Of course, make sure that the boss in your gym, or the person that you're working for, is happy with what you're going to attempt. And if you can do it without actually trialing on a real client, that would be an even better way to start. But this is the key. You need to actually push your boundaries straight away. Get out there and get in front of people. What is your next challenge? Is it going to the gym? Is it just following an eating plan? Is it actually starting PT, or are you a PT and going to take your first PT? Is it starting with group training? Is it working with athletes? Is it starting to talk mindset to your clients? Is it presenting in front of groups? Whatever it is, just jump into that space and challenge yourself. Don't wait until it's perfect. It never will be. I am known for pushing my staff and anyone I come in contact with, that I'm known for actually pushing people out of their comfort zone. I really do believe that this is the best way for growth. And although a lot of my staff hate me half the time, they now realize that they are progressing way quicker by the fact that I'm pushing them into the things that they don't necessarily think they're ready to do. This is a must from 0 to 20, but also every other stage in growth. The questions. Number one, find the person who is at the stage you want to be. In this case, it's the trainer with the 20 clients, and ask all the questions. Don't be afraid to feel dumb. Ask, ask, ask. Number two, most mentors or successful people love to share why they are successful, especially if you start with a compliment to them. Hey Simon, you're killing it with your clients. They all look like they're having a great time. Can I ask you a few questions about how you spend your time to be so successful? Number three, the backup option is to write down every question that pops into your head throughout the day. Go home later on, jump on the internet, and search through and find those answers. Next is listen and observe. Asking all the questions in the world isn't going to get you to 20 if you don't act on it. Success leaves clues. Observe the body language, little traits successful people have. How do they greet their clients? How do they train? How do they train their clients? How do they communicate during the session? How do they communicate after, before the session? Have a think about what other members around the gym, if they're watching that coach, what would they think about that trainer just from the way that they act? The last one is to learn only what you need to know and then master that skill. Often I see trainers trying to learn everything about everything on day one. My advice is to pick the things you need to know and the things you need to know and do them. Completely master those things. Not just in your own mind, but also get the opinion of others. Have I mastered this skill? To go from 0 to 20, the basics are the most important and need to be mastered to a stage where they are so ingrained that they will continue forever. These are the tips to go from 0 to 20. Implement them well, and you'll have loads of success.